three, two, one.
Sprightly little countdown there, Tevs. That was really like you're counting us into a dance in 3-4, obviously.
Okay.
Three,
that wasn't my intention, but fair enough. One and a two and a three and go. I've just got a message saying my internet connection is unstable, so that may have contributed to the secret nature of it all. 1,000 sketches in 1,000 days. Day 128. Sketch 975. Emo. Also just occurred to me that whilst recording these on my phone, which is in the process of having a screen death moment, will I be able to get the recordings off the phone before it completely dies?
Who knows?
Not I. So, yeah, if you're hearing this, I did. that's as exciting as things are at the moment. So, anyway, is this a two-hander?
Three, I think, plus sound effects.
I don't know. I'm really sorry to interrupt. I don't know which one we're doing.
Emotional.
Oh, I swear, nobody said that before.
Well, the three of us
repeatedly.
Knew.
Yeah. Yes.
Right. I mean, there is a definite trick.
All right.
We always say it. Normally more than once.
Yeah. I've dulled the sound of your voices. Honestly, my brain overrides them after this amount of time. I mean, I love you all.
That's very kind. So, let's say, Rich, do you want to be Tom? Dan, do you want to be John? Laura, you can do the sound effects, and I'll be Hans.
Oh, great. Fine. Yeah. I don't think I can, but okay.
Of course
that's
you can.
Why I want you to do it.
I know. But what if I do it amazingly?
You will.
Right, go on.
I want you to show more emotion.
I love jam.
Make me believe it.
I love jam.
I don't know. That sounds like something someone who likes honey would say.
I love jam!
Now go out there and kill me some Nazis, private!
Jam!
Was that a sheep or a gun?
Es ist kalt Marmalade, Tommy.
What a weird little sketch.
I love that.
I like it a lot. I mean, an essayist called Marmalade Tommy is mystifying on at least two levels. But the rest of it, I like a lot.
That sounds like something someone who likes honey would.
It's more of a Shelbyville idea.
That's great. I assume that was Simon.
Definitely
I mean, it has
Simon.
To be Simon. Yeah.
Yes.
Got all of the trademarks.
I think that's one of the best sketches he's written in a while, because that must be relatively recent.
Presumably. I think
that's one of the best things he's done in a while. That's really funny.
Well, it was April 2021, so that's a bit of a slow burn there, Dan. A little minor burn.
The last one he wrote before lockdown.
No, 21.
Oh, a year into lockdown.
21 was in lockdown.
Oh, shit, so it was. Yes, yeah. I'm sorry. That's how much attention I've been paying.
Did we decide to do this podcast because of the lockdown? Is this the biggest atrocity? Sort of comedically, I wouldn't say life-wise.
The worst thing to come out of the entire pandemic.
Entertainment-wise, it could be.
Oh, I see.
No, we're not singing.
Yeah, not the worst thing to come out of the pandemic. That would be harsh. Just entertainment-wise.
But yes, it was a pandemic project.
Okay.
Yes, very much so.
Alistair was very... this has been...
What's the word? Not very pessimistic
bored.
About the length of time the lockdown would go on for.
He thought we'd be still here fully locked
down. We'll do 1,000
now.
Days and then we'll see what happens after that.
Exactly.
Thank goodness it was not. Well, we could go again, I suppose, but so far. Yeah.
Who knows what things are looking like by March?
Doom and gloom.
Doom and gloom. With an arbitrary month.
month.
Why not?
It's the month. It's the month when this sketch will be broadcast.
Oh, I fine. See.
Not the one so we are should in already moment. Be. So, listeners, if we are back in lockdown, we foresaw the future. We are now a future-telling podcast. What's future-telling called?
What do you think?
Clairvoyance.
Yeah, like clairvoyance.
Oh, well, clairvoyance is actually...
Why did you say, what do you think? Like...
I was vaguely hoping you'd come up with something.
Oh, right, fine.
In fairness,
tell us about a woman you met called clairvoyance.
Yeah, clairvance. Tommy Dance's sister. Clairvoyance is just clear seeing, so psychic readings could be clairvoyance just as well.
Yeah, well, let's say clairvoyance. It's a clairvoyant podcast.
Okay, but it's, yeah. You have to say something like premonitory or something to be strictly telling the future. You could be clairvoyant about saying
but
that.
But it's you
past.
That said clairvoyance. I know, and now I'm. Clairvoyance is it the right term? You're telling me off as if I've come up with the term.
I'm not telling you off. I'm just trying to provide the best service I can. My first, quick response in retrospect is probably not optimal.
Fine. So what are you going with now?
Cassandroid.
We're out.
One Thousand Sketches in 1,000 Days was written by The Albion Basement. It was performed by Laura Taylor, Dan Mitchell, Alistair Turvitt and Richard Catherall. It was produced by Alistair Turvitt. The music is by The Evenings. See you tomorrow.
I love jam.
I don't know. That sounds like something someone who likes.
Was that the line that got you?
Got it.
No, that wasn't the line, I'm sure.
That was the line that got me.